Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to Avaya Tech Talk. Innovative solutions from the Avaya DevConnect ecosystem of partners. Now, here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Good day, all. Guy Clinch here, advocate for the government customer and Avaya's product development organization. Welcome to this week's episode of Avaya Tech Talk. Tech Talk is designed to highlight the robust and growing community of technology partners and the unique solutions that they participate with Avaya to provide to government customers across the globe. Today, I take a break from the usual format of this podcast to have a conversation about a powerful way that governments and other organizations can drive down costs for workers who use mobile devices in their jobs. It's a tool I use almost every day. This is a story of how Avaya 1X Mobile, applied in a strategic way by governments and commercial organizations, is used to drive down costs and produce significant new organizational efficiencies. Avaya 1X Mobile is an application suite that can be downloaded from sources including the iTunes Store and Google Play. It runs on popular platforms including the Apple iPhone, Google Android, RIM BlackBerry, and Nokia Symbian. The app allows the user to log in to their Office Unified Communications server and use the mobile device as a clone of or replacement for the Office desk phone. Most of the features that are available to the user if they are sitting in an office with a traditional multifunction desk phone can be used through the Avaya 1X Mobile's easy-to-use interface. Think, please, of the efficiencies to be gained by an individual when they have the power of the applications available from a multifunction desk phone in the palm of their hand. Yet that's just the beginning of the story of how organizations can save costs and drive new organizational efficiencies from the one experience of the 1X model of doing business. Hard dollar savings are achieved when Avaya 1X Mobile is used in conjunction with features of the user's mobile plan. The key is the ingenious way that Avaya 1X Mobile interacts with the unified communications system. This is an example of true convergence when the power of internet technologies and heritage communications technologies are combined. It is also a powerful example of how previous investments can be leveraged and combined with new technologies, creating a self-funding model supporting marginal investments by saving recurring costs, driving new efficiencies, and extending the lives of previous purchases. Meanwhile, organizations have the potential to revolutionize the way that the organization employs enterprise-style communications to conduct business. The results are freed up budgets and increased levels of client and customer satisfaction. As is often true with new technologies, IP has not replaced heritage telephony as many of the original advocates of technologies, including voice over IP, had advocated. Instead, IP has merged with heritage telephony to create powerful new communications paradigm. Avaya 1X Mobile is but one example of how. The secret is that Avaya 1X Mobile allows the user to log into the unified communications server over the mobile device's data connection. This means that an organization may apply enterprise-style communications techniques to the mobile device. For the user, Avaya 1X Mobile's intuitive user interface allows them to execute commands to the communications server by swipes and clicks. This unlocks access to business tools for the mobile user that were once reserved for Cubicle Row. How this happens is ingenious. Take an outgoing call from a mobile worker to a client executed through the 1X Mobile interface as an example. When a voice call is initiated using 1X Mobile, several things happen. First, the communication server places a call to the user's mobile device. The user simply swipes and clicks and waits momentarily. Then they answer an incoming call. Step 2 automatically occurs. The communications server executes a second voice connection to the telephone number that the user had manually input or selected from one of the several directory features available through 1X Mobile's visual interface. Step 3 happens in an instant. Next, the unified communications server automatically bridges the two communications together. The process has been that the user executed a simple, intuitive action through their most familiar tool. The Avaya 1X Mobile application automatically performs steps 2 and 3, and the user and the person they wish to connect to are now conversing. Simple. Swipe, click, connect. Some might say, that's great, but it seems inefficient for one phone call to take up two voice connections. Why not just dial the number? Isn't it wasteful to engage two voice connections rather than a single call from the user's mobile device? That's a very valid question, but allow me to explain that there are a number of reasons from a government or other enterprise organization's perspective why this model is more efficient. First, there are the hard dollar savings. If a person who is being called is not part of a caller's inner circle on their mobile plan, their so-called friends and acquaintances circle, the call incurs wireless charges. Now you may say, that's no big deal. Most users are on plans that give them a certain allocation of minutes at no additional charge. This is very true, but for a government or commercial organization, there is a cost to those plans. The more people who use their mobile devices to do business, the more minutes are needed. The more minutes are needed, the higher the costs. Overage charges can be hard to predict and even more costly when incurred. What I'll explain is a way to achieve dramatic savings of those costs and put controls on those costs. I'll also discuss benefits to the organization, including regulatory compliance and increasing the ability to serve clients and customers. The key to saving those costs and creating those operational improvements is in part the unique way that Avaya OneX Mobile allows the organization to incorporate the user's mobile device into the enterprise's communications management strategies. Part of the key is that properly configured unified communications systems are predictable about what number will be used to communicate between the server and the user's mobile device. Most wireless plans provide for the user to designate some quantity of telephone numbers that, when dialed, the minutes incurred in those calls do not count against the user's or the organization's allocated amount. When the number that the unified communications server uses to communicate with the user's device is part of the user's inner circle of their wireless plan, calls between the organization's unified communications server and the user's mobile device are essentially free. It doesn't matter how many calls or how many minutes are used in that time period, they are all free to the wireless plan. The call to the external party does count against the allocation of calls for the unified communications server, but these rates are typically significantly less for the organization than the costs associated with wireless plans. The hard dollar savings are just the beginning. Avaya OneX Mobile allows the user to access many other resources in the government's communications infrastructure in effective ways. For instance, the user may see into their voicemail account on the organization's messaging server. This visual voicemail allows the user to pick and choose which message to listen to and when. In addition to this personal productivity enhancement, when they play a message, the user has the choice between listening to the audio over the device's data connection or to have the audio played over a voice connection. When a voice connection is chosen and this predictable number used by the unified communications server to connect to the user's mobile device is in the user's inner circle list, these calls also do not decrement from the user's or organization's available total minutes. When viewed in the context of a single user, these savings can be significant. Multiply these savings by thousands of mobile users of a government or commercial organization, and you're talking some real money. These examples are only the beginning of the benefits generated from this technology and the methodology of applying it in government and commercial organizations. Accountability and regulatory compliance is but another area of benefit. For instance, in the alternative model where each mobile user receives voice communications and voicemail messages in a personal account, the organization has little or no way to access, audit, and monitor the regulatory compliance of those communications. In the Avaya OneX Mobile model, the communications flow through the enterprise. The enterprise messaging system owned by the government or commercial organization stores messages. There is also more benefit to the user and the organization. Another benefit is that the Avaya OneX Mobile environment, individual users gain increased privacy and the organization gains increased professionalism. That is because the user need not divulge the telephone number associated with their mobile device. Instead, organizational policy should dictate that the mobile user should only advertise their office number for business purposes. Organizations who establish these policies that only the business number should be provided for all business communications become able to capture and, where required, audit and even monitor those communications. The wild world of mobility becomes tame. BYOD, or bring your own device, becomes less threatening, and the organization and the mobile user benefit. To the mobile user, the benefit is that they are provided availability with anonymity. They can keep their mobile number private while being ubiquitously available for business purposes. Professionalism is increased because no client ever needs to end up in phone mail jail on a business user's mobile plan's messaging system. call coverage options can be exercised, as well as escape at the beep can be employed. The power of the organization becomes unleashed in service of the client or customer. The Avaya 1X way of doing business gives clients and business associates one number to reach the mobile user for business purposes. The mobile user benefits because, especially in a BYOD environment, they never need to divulge the number of their personal mobile device to business associates and clients. The client benefits in a more professional treatment of their privileged communications. The organization benefits in many other ways as well. Wrangling the cats of mobility in BYOD using the Avaya 1X way of doing business means that communications between the mobile user and their business relations are captured and auditable. If a regulatory requirement dictates, these communications can be recorded, with the communications being captured at the Unified Communications Server. In the alternative, independent mobile user environment, there are more hard dollar savings for the government and commercial organizations employing the Avaya 1X approach. A substantial amount of the expense for an organization comes from employees communicating with one another. In the Avaya 1X mobile model, these calls become extension-to-extension calls. An employee seeking to call another employee calls the business number, most typically within an organization, by dialing an abbreviated code, such as a 4- or 5-digit extension. The Unified Communications Server then makes the connection to the mobile number. Again, is this predictable number as part of the mobile user's inner circle? These mobile minutes are free. So instead of an organization chewing up mobile minutes for thousands of wireless plans to accommodate employees talking to one another, except for the free-of-charge wireless leg, these become internal calls and significant hard-dollar savings are achieved. There are many benefits and cost savings that I could discuss here. Respecting your valuable time, I try to keep these conversations short. Today I am over my target of 4 minutes per episode. I'll just say that other things we may discuss in future editions are more hard savings and organizational efficiencies of the enterprise-wide 1X approach to communications. We may talk about how this approach may allow mobile users to be integrated into the organization's contact center strategies, making them extended resources for solving clients and customer service problems. There's an extended conversation we may have about how the features of the 1X One Experience model of enterprise communications drives other hard and soft dollar cost savings. This conversation includes the many ways the single user interface for business communications provides users with a consistent set of tools, whether at their desks, in a remote office, in the field with clients, or in a work situation anywhere across this planet. In any work circumstance, the concept of Avaya 1X provides business efficiencies to the user and to the organization. This just gives us more fodder for future editions of Avaya Tech Talk. We've been talking today about the powerful tool that governments and other organizations can use to drive down costs for workers who use mobile devices in their jobs, Avaya 1X Mobile. Thanks for joining me here today on Avaya Tech Talk. You can subscribe to our episodes on iTunes and follow us on Twitter, #APNPodcast. Talking Tech, this is Guy Clinch, the advocate for the government customer at Avaya.
This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN.